TR. Zero TR clear.
KG 4 PFI.
Great to hear you tonight. How are you and yours doing, Bernice? Just coming down the stairs slowly because she hadn't got her new hip yet. And I'm sitting here with a glass of milk and some pineapple banana bread with some whipped cream with, or Cool Whip with pineapple in it. Get your heart out.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'll be right over. It sounds good to me. Yeah, we ain't done much. I got a fellow that hired to tear my building down, what's left of it, after the tree fell on it. This is KG4PO5 for my ID. And he's been working out there every afternoon. It's been so cold in the mornings. I told him, I said, don't worry about coming in here in the morning. So he's got about 80% of it done, and then they're going to be a dumpster brought in, and they're going to take and haul off the rest of it.
Homeowners pays for it.
Yeah, I had insurance on it, and they paid for that, and they also paid for a lot of the contents that was damaged. We had a bunch of stuff in there that damaged. But that's just the way it goes. It's what it is, and there ain't nothing I can do about it except just keep on going.
Calling that God. I kind of blame Mother Nature the worst. That was a very, very rare storm. You know, the really sad part about it is, I heard them say that FEMA's pulling out up north there. And I was talking to Patrick. He lives up there in Brevard. And he said there's still people up there living in tents. And one of the babies in one of those tents froze to death. And they're leaving.
I hate to hear that. I don't... I'm telling you what, I am very lucky compared to what these old folks, some of these folks have. This fella down the street there from us, he tore the whole front of his house off. And I went by there the other day, and I saw a bunch of people in there working on it. They're trying to build it back, but... It made a mess, I'm telling you that.
In one of the trails this morning on Fox Local News, and they had this gentleman on there as head of this organization, the volunteers, to put them back in shape. And it's unimaginable what it did to those hiking trails. And some of it they got open. You know, they're all volunteers. And some of it they don't, because he said there's a lot of trees out there still ready to fall, but they ain't quite fell yet. And you know, with that wind that we're having today and even right now, there's probably going to be more of them down up there. God help them.
Talking about, I got one down in my back. Well, it's not on my property, but it's right on my fence line. And it's hung up in another tree. And I called this outfit up, and they came out and looked at it, and they said they'd take it down for me and just throw it back over on the other side. It's a whole bunch of woods behind my house there. There's no houses, you know, right directly behind me. There's a lot of wooded area. It fell on my shop. It was not on my property, but did a bunch of damage. Took my fence down, took my shop down, took the fence down on the other side. Did a bunch of damage, but... It didn't damage my house, and we didn't get hurt, and we're still warm and being able to live in the house, and I'm thankful for that. And I really feel for those folks up there that lost their houses, lost a bunch of stuff.
Even around here, what is it? Edwards Mill Road. You go down Wade Hampton for our house towards town, and I had to go down to Clem's and I to get my Mark II eyeballs checked out today, just a six-month checkup. And as I was driving down at Edwards Mill Road, it's unbelievable, the trees that are down, and I was talking to KB4CBA, and I come by this house, and I noticed this tree fell on it, but they had it off, and I mean, it was a gargantuan oak tree. and I didn't realize the terrific damage to that house there was. But all along that road, there's lots and lots and lots of trees. And it's a very narrow road through a residential area, going down there to Old Pelham Roads where Clemson Eye Clinic is at. There's still a lot of work even right here.
Trees down in our area down here that's kind of hanging up. Some of them, in fact, the ones behind my house down here in the woods behind me, there's two or three of them still hung up in trees back there. But it seems like you drive along, you don't see no trees down anywhere, and then you go up maybe a quarter of a mile, and all of a sudden there's a whole bunch down, and stuff piled up on the side of the road, and you know, it's almost like it just took spots. It jumped from one place to another one. But that's just the way nature is. I've got to get off of here. My wife told me that my son's on the phone, and I guess I better talk to him. I enjoyed talking with you. I hope everything goes well on your end. Take care of yourself, because I'm older than you are. KG4 PFI, and I'm clear.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm older than dirt, so I don't know where that puts you at, Don. Great to hear you. The pleasure's all mine, Don, and enjoy the family. KG4 PFI and 0GR73.